Well, good evening, everybody. Good to see you tonight. Got a good crowd in here tonight, but they're being true to the Baptist form. If I could take the camera around and just show you, we got a bunch of back row Baptists in here this evening. Anyway, it's good to be with y'all tonight. Just to bring you up on a couple things that's still going on. Don't forget, shoe boxes are due this Sunday if you have one of those out. So we'll be doing that, and then collection week for the regional area. That's going to be taking place later on. So pay attention to the announcements, and if you can be involved in that, I know that they would greatly appreciate it. So just be aware of that. And then also just a date change. Originally, we were supposed to have our church council meeting tomorrow evening, but due to the state convention, we are moving that to next Thursday night at 6:30. So if you're a leader of an organization or a ministry within the church, would appreciate y'all being able to be here with us that night, all right? And I'm sure we'll have a lot to go over as far as Christmas dates and all that going on, as well as some future dates coming up. I figure sportsmen will probably be talking about the sportsman's banquet and all that will be going on with that. So just remember to keep all that in prayer as those days are coming. Also, don't forget, if you are online with us, that you can put your prayer requests on at any time. We'll go back and pick those up at the end of the service. All right? So let's go ahead. We'll pray, and then we'll get into this evening's lesson. All right? Father, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for our time that we can spend here together this evening. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless it. Father, that you would just use this time as we take a look at your word. And Father, as we just delve a little bit deeper into the study of Daniel. And Father, as we're taking a look at the second half of chapter 2 this evening, Father, that you will just help us to just, once again, just learn from this, and Father, just be able to apply it to our lives. So Father, once again, just thank you for tonight. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. So, all right, prayer service this evening, things that you all have. I haven't had anybody put anything online this evening so far. Of course, do continue to remember Brenda in the homegoing of her mother. They had the service yesterday for them, so continue to remember them. Our state convention begins meeting. Pastors' conference starts tomorrow, and then the actual meeting starts Thursday evening, and we'll finish up Friday. So Mark and I will be leaving after work tomorrow evening. I know Mom and Dad are leaving up tomorrow. Y'all leaving tomorrow, Virgil, as well, tomorrow morning. So just remember those folks in prayer as they go, and of course Mark and I as well. Others.
Erica Hill is. My neighbor Erica Hill is due to have surgery on the 17th of this month for partial knee replacement.
Okay. Thank you. Continue to remember Joel and Joy. Joy actually had a video on Facebook, and if you didn't know that it was Joy because of the name, you probably wouldn't have recognized her. She's really, you can tell that it's taken a toll on her as far as the treatments that she's had, and her voice is weak, but she says, I get my strength through my father. And it's a very, I mean, it will bring you to tears, but at the same time, it's what we studied tonight. Because, you know, you talk about, okay, hold on a second. Her future is not uncertain, is it? She's going to be healed one way or the other. But how that happens and all that, you know, if you get a chance, take a look at it. But anyway, Joy McMullen, for those of y'all may not know who she is or was. So anyway, just remember them. Others this evening. On down here, you either side, man, you got your choice.
I remember my sister and her husband, Chuck and Linda Abel, as they go through some health struggles. And my sister-in-law, Kathy, she just had shoulder surgery. I pray that she'll recoup quick.
Remember Jane Morrison, the passing of her husband?
Yes.
We saw this morning. And also the Gibbs family. She had the service for her June. And I want to remember those families in prayer with Brenda and them.
Also, we need to remember our nation's military right now, because with this COVID-19, there is a serious condition in which many of our nation's personnel are unwilling to take this COVID vaccine, and the Marine Corps is starting discharges in just a few days, and so are other service branches. So to the delight of many liberals, we're going to see some significant problems with cooperation as far as the personnel and our government is concerned.
Others.
A friend of mine, his father passed away last week, and his mother passed away 6 months before that. So he lost both of his parents, and the holidays coming up. I know going through a holiday, the first with losing one parent was really rough, but I couldn't imagine going through a holiday with neither of them there.
Right.
And remember the pastor search committee of Clarence, Kevin, David, Liza, Melissa, and Eva, and keep us definitely in prayer and one unspoken.
Absolutely. Just keep, you know what, keep the church in prayer. You know, we've got some things that are really, really clicking here, and you can tell that Satan is not happy. We've got some folks that are coming under attack, and we just need to be in prayer that we can recognize who it is and what's going on, and just move forward. God's got a plan. So, yeah, Judy just put on here about Jane Morse as well, so, yeah. Anyone else this evening? He's going to make you walk.
As you've already stated, the shoebox minute really kicks into high gear on the 15th. And those of you who dealt with it before, we'll have the same jobs to do and all that. So make yourself available. I'm sure Mary will be getting more information out. But Mary's doing a good job. She just needs a lot of support. We need to pray for her. But she's doing a great job.
Those of you all that are used to seeing Dad or Fred Morgan in charge of all this, he did hand that over to Mary Berkey this year. So just remember Mary in prayer. She does this her first year. Sure, she'll have a lot of trials, but she's got a lot of good folks behind her. So anyway, so anything else? Parking lots getting started Monday. So, and then those of y'all that can hang around afterwards, we've got some sprinkler system repairs that are going to need to happen. So, is this going to be the area over here, Randy? Two back pews need to be moved. So, if y'all can hang around and help with that, those of y'all that are here. Those of y'all that are online, you're welcome to come on down too, but we're not going to wait on you. Pat? Time change. Time change. We fall backwards. That's right. Well, you know what? Here's what I thought. Because if people come to service, they ought to be here, just miss part of Sunday school, right? So, I mean, what a great opportunity to come in and try a small group this Sunday. You're not losing any sleep, really. Just wake up and come on in. That's what I always thought we ought to promote it, you know, when we fall back. We ought to promote that as a Sunday school promotion day or small group or whatever. Now, I don't know what you do when you spring forward. You start a second service? I don't know. Oh. Anything else? All right, if not, let's go to prayer. Father, we just thank you once again for this evening. We thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the study of Daniel that we're going through. And Father, during uncertain times, like what Daniel was facing when he was getting ready to go in and talk to the king, Father, there was no wavering in his voice that's indicated. Father, there was just you there speaking through him because he relied on you and the strength that you gave him. And so, Father, I just pray that as we go through these uncertain times, Father, as we face different trials, different situations as we go through life, that, Father, that we can do the same thing, that we can know that you're going to be there with us, and, Father, that you're going to walk through these things with us. And, Father, not only do we need you to praise you when the storm is over, but, Lord, we need to praise you in the middle of that storm as well. And, Father, just know who you are, and, Father, that, once again, that you are God, and that you are in control, and that, Father, you've got a plan for this whole thing. Father, speaking of that, this evening I just lift up our pastor search committee tonight. And Lord, just pray that you would continue to be with them as they continue to go through these last 10 resumes. And Father, I made a statement to someone with some of them actually being under attack and different things going on in their lives. Father, my heart truly believes that your man is within those 10 resumes, because if it wasn't, Father, then everything would be going fine for them. And so, Father, I just pray that you would just continue to help them to stay focused on you, and, Father, that you would just continue to work through them, and, Father, that you would just, for the personal things that they're going through, Lord, that you would just give them peace. And Lord, help each one of them as they go through this. Father, we thank you for them. We thank you for their willingness to step forward to take on this huge task. And Father, I just pray that once again that you would just protect them. And Father, just give them strength in these days ahead. Father, for the requests that were mentioned for those that are suffering from health needs or getting ready to go into surgery, or Father, maybe recovering from surgery as well. Lord, we just pray that you would be with each one. Be with them in the steps that they're in, and Father, just give them what they need in order to recover from these issues. Father, for those that are going through emotional times, Father, those that have lost loved ones, Lord, those that that are just struggling right now, Lord, I just lift them up to you. And Father, I just pray that you would give them someone that they can talk to, someone that they can relate to. Lord, someone that can just minister to them during this time. And Father, that you would just give them, once again, what they need. And Father, for the people that are ministering to them, give them attentive ears and, Father, wisdom beyond their years as they deal with each one of these situations. Father, for Sunday as it's coming, Lord, I just pray that you would be with those that will be here. Father, be with us as we are a witness wherever we are at. And, Father, help us to show your love to those folks that we are around so that they can see what a difference you have made in our lives. And, Father, as we come together Sunday morning and we take a look at your word and we take a look at that last half of chapter 11. Father, help us to glean out of that what we need to, so that once again we can be better witnesses for you, and Father, that we can live a life more pleasing to you. I pray for those that will be here that have never accepted the gift of salvation, and Father, that we just pray that through what is presented, Father, the moving of your Spirit Sunday, that would be the day that they would accept you as Lord and Savior. Father, for those that you're calling to be a part of us, Father, that would be the day. And we thank you for the Flew Hardys and Floribel, and Father, for Inda, who have come forward over the last 2 weeks. And Father, we just thank you for that as well. Father, I just pray that once again that you would be with each one of us as we leave this place this evening. Father, protect us. Father, use us where we are. And Father, just help us to be who you need us to be. Help us to be the light that our community needs to see. Father, once again, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of your Word. Father, just help us to dig deeper. And Father, just learn more about you and love on you more. We thank you so much. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so if you're available, come on over here. Don't forget Sunday morning. Small groups, 9 o'clock. It's a great opportunity to come since you're losing an hour sleep or gaining an hour sleep. And then worship is at 10:30. So look forward to seeing y'all. Have a great evening.